Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maiman. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So this is what I'll do. I'll take a second right now to give a special thanks and a huge shout out to one of the newest members of the team. That would be Kentuckiana Pump Sales. For every home, building, business.
That almost sounded awesome.
It was close. It just didn't quite.
Didn't quite hit.
I'll give him this. It almost was a... It was almost a work of art. And instead, it just ended up...
Maybe y'all...
Story of my life.
The beats. A little different. Was it 1-3? 2-4?
I don't know.
I was on 1-4.
We hear it a lot like the Kentucky basketball team.
The moment you need a water or sewage pump, you should be thinking Kentuckiana Pump Sales. They're like our first responders and essential personnel. Over 35 years of experience. Best service, fairest possible price. And it's right over in Jeffersonville, Indiana. Go see Harold or go see Mark. They'll find out exactly what you need. Utility, sump, affluent, grinder, sewage, anything you need. 3303 Industrial Parkway, Jeffersonville, Indiana, of course. Or you can give them a call, 812-725-9217. Or simply visit KentuckianaPumps.com. You're going to break it even more.
I can't believe somebody broke my hat, man.
I can't believe they broke the hat.
And I know they broke it because they threw it away.
They didn't even have
the guts to leave it here.
To be
so
repaired.
I could glue it back.
That's just terrible. That's terrible.
Sorry, Matt.
Did Drew take a second to price check Nikki's shirt?
Yeah, it was awesome.
Break
$13.50.
Is he buying me a new one?
I don't know if he bought it or not. But
I don't know if he was price checking or ordering. But you even.
It happened Monday. I put some a Tide pen on it, and I thought maybe I could save it, put
Do
it on today.
It
and
it was Monday.
No.
Yes, it did happen on Monday.
Nobody believes that.
I don't know.
I worked Monday. Well, I ate linguine. I got it on my shirt. I put a Tide pen on it.
Always looks messy.
Well, to be fair,
how is it always?
He didn't come to work yesterday, so I didn't see him. So it might have happened on Monday.
I was hosting.
Hey, speaking of shirts. Shirts like nobody complimented my shirt that I found in my closet.
Ooh, like, I like it.
I got this back in like 2012.
Really?
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Adidas, like, it almost looks like a rugby shirt.
And I did notice it right off the bat.
Yeah.
Cardinal in the middle, yes. Black, red.
I know.
Very nice. Very nice.
I found it in a box.
That's legit Adidas.
Yeah, no. I'm packing. I was packing because we're flying out Saturday morning, and I was like, man, I found the shirt. I'm like, I forgot I even had this shirt. So immediately I'm like, no way it fits. No chance.
I hate when that happens.
No chance. I put it on. It was like, oh my God.
I might be able to pull this off.
This is awesome. So I threw a little cologne on it and was like, all right, let's go.
You taking that with you?
Yeah, probably. You know, it's a new shirt. Like, I just got a new shirt.
Hold on.
Drew says he bought two.
You see what I'm saying?
You've got two.
That means he felt the same way.
Yeah, no, it's disgusting.
And it's like, Nikki, like, for your own confidence, like, don't you think that matters? Like, don't you feel like you deserve more tips when you come with a presentable
shirt?
You
feel good, man. Like, yeah, you, like, I mean.
And people saw, like, last time he was on camera, people were talking about why does he have that shirt all buttoned up looking like that?
$13.50. Drew bought two of them. They'll be here tomorrow. That's how easy it is, man.
I know.
They'll be here tomorrow. Just boom, boom. They'll be. Drew's got you two coming.
Drew got me two.
They'll be here tomorrow.
Aw, Drew, VP.
Which means don't come in.
It's not all. But see that this is not the. This
actually,
is a life changing moment.
You're enabling now.
You don't. No. I disagree.
I was gonna buy another shirt.
No, you weren't. Drew is giving you an opportunity to come to a crossroad.
That's
and if you do the Drew, oh man, that's so nice. No, it's what you need to be doing is like, okay,
it's acknowledging that Drew is saying, hey, this is a serious thing. This is an intervention.
I didn't realize it was that bad. I mean, like, because I was gonna cover it with an apron, so you know. I'm a really good server. People look past my flaws.
No. No, you think they do. But when you walk away, have you ever been around somebody that just smells terrible? I mean, I'm curious. Because I have.
Once or twice.
Yes, listen. I have. Recently and before. And it will literally, I have literally not been able to eat sometimes. Because I'm like, that hit my nose. I can't do it.
That is one thing I'm very nervous about.
I'm not eating.
And I always try to, you know, double up on the deodorant, the powder, the cologne.
And we all have
because
moments.
I sweat like a mofo. Right.
Sure, we all have our moments, okay? But like, you take that seriously. Like, okay, but here's the thing. Nobody usually tells the person that smells to their face.
Yeah, it's kind of hard.
They should.
It's an awkward.
And it's very awkward. It makes an awkward situation. You know what I'm saying? So you don't want to be the dirty dude. That you're like, man, no, they never say nothing. They love me. Yeah, but when you walk away, they're like, is he eating? Like,
what do we got on the line?
We got Brad has a dream team question.
Brad, thanks for joining us on the 93.9. On the 93.9. Fire away, Brad. Brad,
wait, I saw it on the YouTube channel.
I'm listening. Sorry, hey. We couldn't hear that first bit. What was that?
Oh, about your shirt, man. It's really cool.
Appreciate you, man. Thank you.
Yeah. I just want to say, I want to ask if you guys have seen the announcement for the U.S. Olympic team. It's like the best team I've seen, I think, since since the Redeem team. Maybe the best since the Dream team.
Listen.
I mean, you got Devin, you got Steph, you got AD, you got Katie, you got Ant-Man, you got Joel Embiid, who's just recently become an American, I guess.
Yeah,
You got Halliburton and Holiday for point guards, and LeBron James and Kawhi Leonard, plus Jason Tatum. I mean, that's a killer lineup.
It's stacked, man. No, Brad's
who's
right.
Who's coaching it?
Is it Kerr? Or is Kerr coaching it?
I think so because he coached last year for the World Cup.
That's what. Yeah, I know he coached that, so I'm thinking it's him.
Yeah, they usually don't switch in the middle like
right,
that.
Right. Yeah, yeah. So, but no, you're 100% right. It's absolutely loaded. I mean, everybody played.
And it's so fun to watch international basketball anymore because we know all these guys from the NBA.
Yeah, absolutely. No, Brad. Hey, appreciate it, man. No, that's and appreciate the compliment. Yeah, that's he's right. And you know what it reminds me of? The Louisville TBT team. It's basically the same team. It's a dream team
on a mission
of Louisville players.
Redemption.
Shananu announced he's playing this morning, so now we're up to Trez, Nanu, Coach P, Peyton, Coach Peyton.
Was
and Russ
Shananu the most important guy on our team last year?
Him probably or Shane. Shane was really good, but Nanu
definitely over.
Yeah, Nanu was he's tough, man.
Nanu made our team legit.
Yeah,
like legit.
Yeah,
legit.
And then you put Trez with him now, like you said, and you got Coach Peyton. And
is he gonna get fired if he that's killing.
No, he had to write it in his contract, probably.
Kevin, thanks for joining us on 93.9. Fire away, Kev.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What up?
I just wanted to say, first time calling in, listen to the show all the time.
Appreciate it.
Marcus, when I was young, you're one of the players that made me fall in love with Louisville basketball. I just want to thank you for
everything, Kevin.
You do for the University of Louisville. And, you know, Denny Crum, whenever I was coming up, you know, he was towards the end. And I remember watching us play John Chaney there in Freedom Mall in NIT, the first game I ever went to. But I just wanted to call in to tell you guys I think you're doing a great job. And I love the energy Pat Kelsey's got. And can't wait for the season, football and basketball. Just proud to be a Cardinals fan. And just keep doing what you're doing. And appreciate you.
Absolutely, Kevin. I appreciate the call.
Appreciate the call,
what
man.
What is your problem,
well,
Steve?
I mean, yeah,
what
I don't know.
What did you handle?
I'm like, Marcus made you love college. Marcus
Nick,
made you love U of L.
I sit here and listen to, I listen to that's Steve. Not, Steve has a problem.
Yeah, like, nah.
I will sit here and listen to him schmooze and just shut everybody in this building. So-and-so's doing an excellent job over here. They're doing an excellent job over here. He's great. Always great. My best brother. When someone just gives me a simple compliment.
I mean...
Hey, Steve just, oh, my God. I mean, I talk about anything around the town. He's, oh, God, Marcus. More damage to my public reputation than my worst enemy.
Listen, I mean,
we're just trying to keep you humble. That's all.
Yeah, I'm like, yeah, you know, Marcus.
You want to hear humbling? You want to know what humbling sounds like? I get a phone call, or I make a phone call to talk to my son about my illness. Right?
Right.
Of course, my son's trying to give me every disease known to man.
You're like, it's asbestos in my house. You need to move me.
That's awesome. I'm like, well, son, you know, I don't got much time left.
Yeah.
I don't know how much longer I'm going to be around here. So.
Yeah, so definitely start coming down for Christmas.
Beautiful scenery.
Each one could be the last one, you know.
I'm talking to him on the phone complaining about being sick. Right? I don't know how, but at some point, this conversation transitioned into,
Dad, who do you think's the best athlete to ever come out of Clarksville?
It's kind of an odd question in the middle of me, you know,
yeah,
with 107 degree temperature. I'm like, okay, so what do you mean athlete? Like, are we talking pure athlete?
Yeah.
We're talking about a company, you know, like, what are we saying? I mean, you know, just overall. Probably you.
Sauce winder.
That's what he said to me and got off the phone. And then I had to think about it. I started racking my brain. See, let me go find somebody from like 1956 or something from Clarksville.
Like, you're like, it's not like you're the only NFL guy to come out of Clarksville. You start punking him like that.
I went Travis Stevens and I was like, eh? Yeah. And I went Marcus Gilson. And I went Alex Poit. Sean got kind of evicted on that one because he was kind of claiming Chicago.
Yeah, so it's like,
and I was like, eh?
Yeah.
I mean, maybe my radio and no.
Where would you rank you on that list? You top five?
Well, there is an article that came out in the Tennessean today that has me as the all 90s decade all team.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
Myself, Ron Mercer, Ron Slay, Drew Maddox, Trent Hassel,
wow,
Sean Marion. Well, you can look in the Tennessean if y'all want
to. You want to hear the rest of those names?
If you're interested.
Somebody said best pure scorer in U of L history.
Pure scorer. Pure scorer. What's that mean? I know, that's so tough. I don't know, man.
Are they saying Marcus is?
No.
Yeah.
No. Pure scores. I mean, you know what the problem is? You got some dudes that could put up numbers, but if they just buy in, then it doesn't really show all the way.
Like he's not the best pure scorer in number five.
Again, just trying to keep you humble, buddy.
I'm like...
He's just moving me down the rankings.
I'm like,
every
y'all,
day.
Look,
and wonder
y'all
why.
Y'all are ranking all timers.
When these lists come out, and I keep moving down,
I know.
Down and down on the list.
It's me.
It's Steve.
It's me.
And he won't. So when will you stop?
When you're what not number, on him.
What number will we stop at? 99. Okay, that's enough.
Yeah.
Marcus deserves more credit.
then I'll pivot. And I'll start complaining. And I'll be like, well, I mean, how in the world is Marcus? So I said wheat.
See, and that's what I was thinking in my brain.
I know. All
but
jokes
I'm like,
aside, they're,
okay, if he wanted to, he could have just ran up numbers. But he just really.
Yeah, it was playing around. Sure.
Listen to coach.
Yeah. Doing my thing. No. It's. You're in those now. Okay, now people are getting. Now people are like, well, wait a minute. Reese, Payton, Simon, come. Now, Sosa, like, get. Okay. Now, even I'll be like, okay.
Speaking of Tennessee, hello from Henderson, Tennessee. originally from Louisville, and a longtime Cards fan. Shout out Todd.
I love Edgar Sosa as much as anybody. But I'm like, if you think Edgar Sosa is better than Marcus,
he's still getting money though.
Well,
he's still playing.
Where is he playing?
Okay.
Now? Do you know?
No, but he did. He did do good.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's having a Larry O'Bannon.
I was just about to say. Yeah,
I'll give him his props. Yeah, for sure.
That doesn't mean he's better here.
I'm like, guard cut. Hey, y'all. I want him on the block.
Somebody said they saw you go 10 for 10 and then get froze out by your teammates.
So what else is going on?
Let's get back to it.
Yeah. What are we talking about? How about we go to Javon Hadley?
Yes, we got him, man. It was one we talked about on Monday at length and kind of, but now he's officially a part of the fold. You know, so you have Terrence Edwards Jr., you have Javon Hadley, you have Rain Smith, James Scott. It's a nice four.
Okay, Javon Hadley is going to be in head-to-head competition with Terrence Edwards?
I don't know. That's something I was going to ask you. Me and Chase talked yesterday, and we said the fact that I haven't seen Louisville pick or be involved with a guy that I would just say, oh man, that's a typical small forward, you know. And you know what I mean by typical small forward, mm-hmm. You know. It's that makes me say, are we about to look a little? Are we about to run a little more Villanova? Are we about to do more three guard sets? And if so, then no, these guys aren't really in direct competition. I think you bring me and you talked about this last night. I said, I think you're going to bring six guards or so in, and you're going to say, look, everybody's going to get minutes. How many minutes is going to determine your competition, you know?
I thought when I saw Villanova do it, I thought that was going to be faster, like more of the college basketball would be faster to that. But then you would find out it's like skill sets are still skill sets. I mean, you ideally – here's the thing. You can pull this off if you can get everybody to be unselfish.
Sure.
You can really pull this off if people are unselfish and can take care of the ball. Right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at Javon Hadley. He's very, very safe with the basketball.
Absolutely.
Right? And I'm watching it. And he's efficient. When I say efficient, you know how, like, sometimes a guy might have a chance to dunk it? And keep in mind, this is Marcus you're talking about. When he has a clear path to dunk it, he'll dunk it.
Yeah.
But when he wants to get the bucket, he'll get, like, he's a guy that I don't mind kind of the 2 points to 2 points because I know he can dunk it.
Oh, yeah.
I know he has it in him to punch it at any given time. Mm-hmm. But he looks like he's more of like this bucket is more important than and again we got to watch him in some big competition, some high level competition.
Oh yeah, I mean he played in the Pac-12. I mean,
are they officially over now?
Yeah, yeah. There's only two teams: Oregon State and Washington State.
So where are they going?
I don't know.
Are they going independent?
I think they got to be like independent for a year and then they'll probably get picked up.
Or are they going to be Pac-10 and just go recruit some other people and start a new Pac-10? Pac-12.
I don't know.
You don't think they should just recruit all up and down the West Coast and just bring in Gonzaga?
I mean, they could. Probably should, but I mean,
what is Gonzaga?
Gonzaga is what, the West Coast Conference.
Yeah,
but aren't they going to the Big 12?
I was gonna say,
I think Gonzaga.
If I'm the Pac-12, don't give up. Just like get your San Diego States and get your St. Mary's and start a new Pac-12.
Yeah, no, it would work. I think the Big 12 is just taking all the teams over there. The Big 12 is like, hang on. Well, did you see the 17? What was it? The Super Conference?
Oh yeah,
that's actually being being proposed.
How many teams?
Yeah, it's getting traction.
Yeah, it's actually getting traction, and it would have Louisville. Let me see if I can pull it up here. I should have.
Yeah, this is on the fly, so.
Yeah. I was going to say, we just. Okay, I just typed in Super Conference. And of course, it's like, oh yeah, no, it's not going to pop up anywhere. It's just going to, like, I mean, I literally saw a perfect list of this thing that had all the teams broke down. And you're telling me if I type in Super Conference on Twitter, I can get nothing?
You didn't.
Makes me sick. Stupid.
Is it okay? Is it the? I think I got it. The proposed Super League divisions.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. It's. I'm trying to find which one Louisville's in.
They're in the Big Ten division, the Midwest division.
Midwest. Yeah. It'll be Cincinnati, Illinois, Indiana, Louisville, Michigan, Michigan State, Missouri, Northwestern, Ohio State, and Purdue.
That would be Louisville's.
I can handle that.
Yeah. Yeah. Midwest.
Which I.
Oh, here we go.
I low key really like this, in the sense
did it
have
Indiana in there?
Had Indiana in there. In the sense that this makes sense for all schools because it's regional, it's region specific. I always say this, like, and I just stay with me, promise. Club hockey, they play in this league called the TSCHL, Tri-State Collegiate Hockey League.
Yeah, yeah.
You get no money in club sports, so you have to look at the logistics of travel. In that conference, are U of L, UK, IU, all three rival schools, you know, name brand schools, Michigan, Ohio State, name brand schools, you know, and then you have some other ones that are a little bit more hockey specific, like Bowling Green or maybe, you know, Xavier, but Cincinnati's in that league too. West Virginia was at one point. I mean, those are all schools that people would care about seeing each other play. I mean, I know it's hockey, so I'm just saying, you know, sub hockey out for football or basketball. And I mean, you have a pretty tasty conference.
Yeah. And check this out. There really isn't a division. I mean, just pick one out. The Southwest division would be Arkansas, Baylor, Houston, Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, SMU, TCU, Texas, Texas A&M, Texas Tech. I mean, it splits them up to where it's like,
that's legit.
All these are fairly even. I mean, the South would be Auburn, Alabama, Georgia, Georgia Tech, Kentucky, LSU, Mississippi State, Ole Miss, Tennessee, and Vandy. Like, they make sense. Like, I will say, there's a reason this is gaining traction as, like, hey, no, this could be a real thing. Like, this is beyond just, it's just something stupid. Like, this is, like, people are looking into it. This has the feel
it's inevitable, yeah.
of the 12-team playoff. Mm-hmm. That it was like when it started coming out, it was like, oh, whatever.
Some people are actually putting thought into
this. No, there's something to this.
Yep, saying, hey, this is where, the direction we need
because
to go.
Because it's either going to go this way or there's going to be two Super Leagues. That's coming. And I think is what they're trying to do is we don't want two Super Leagues.
Hold it together. What, you know?
So how do we fix this?
Or hold it together.
Yeah, or hold it
as
together.
As the NCAA, because it won't be NCAA anymore.
To me, this is a good way to fix it. You regionally, like they've got one called the Plains and one called the, you know.
And it makes sense for, like, so this way the freaking, you know, soccer team for UCLA or doesn't have to, or Stanford doesn't have to travel the whole country.
It's absolutely ridiculous that Stanford and Cal are in the ACC.
Yeah.
It's stupid that West Virginia's in the Big 12. Makes no sense. Like, these teams, because again, like Nick said, this isn't just about football and basketball. It's about the clubs, you know? And of course, the bigger teams, I mean, yeah, is it a big deal for Louisville to go to Stanford? Not really. You know, like, it's still, but it's still tougher.
It's still a flight, yeah.
Yeah, it's still, hey, man, that's a different time. I'm asking my team to go play a conference game where there's a 4-hour clock difference.
Yeah.
I mean, they could be playing Stanford at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I could be undefeated, and all of a sudden, I played them at 10 o'clock in the morning.
I've got a noon game in Stanford. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. You know. It's vice versa. Yeah,
and I lose my first game because I went jet lagged out the
street. Yeah, exactly.
Golly.
That would be horrible.
And for the, you know, lower revenue sports, you know, it makes
you can pull them off the thing altogether. Or they're gonna have to make it a 3-week trip.
Seriously. Like,
you have to be on the coast for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Whereas, I mean, you know, and I'm not saying this as a knock on them, but the, you know, women's lacrosse team, you know, I'm picking, you know, one of the ones that isn't Louisville.
Ooh.
No, I'm thinking not women's basketball,
hey,
men's
Nikki,
basketball,
did
or
you
football.
See the disparity, this disparity between the women's top draft picks and the men's. What do you think about that?
Shame.
I'm not. What did I do? I'm just saying.
I want your opinion on that.
Well, if you know people are upset about it, go support the WNBA. Go out to the games. It's an easy fix.
Quick commercial break. 939 The Ville. Welcome back. Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150. 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. When you woke up this morning, you heard that rain crashing against your roof. I know you thought about me. And I know you thought about the commercial when you hear, your home is your fortress. And your first line of defense is your roof. And whether or not your roof is under attack by Mother Nature or Father Time, you should be calling Citadel Roofing and Construction. Citadel Roofing and Construction is locally owned and operated. We'll provide free inspections, estimates, and of course, they'll work with your insurance. Did I also mention their A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau? Let Citadel Roofing and Construction protect the roof that protects you by calling 502-219-7964 today. Is the spring game going to be on television?
I don't know. I imagine it'd be on the ACC network.
Are they going to get the ACC network?
I know we have coverage here. Jody Demling's going to be calling the game. We have Learfield is going to. It's going to be like a game.
Yeah, a full coverage of the game. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I know I asked you this before. Has it changed at all with the loss of Penny Boone?
No.
What are your eyes going to be on? Tyler Shook first.
I mean, yeah, absolutely. Actually, the defense I'm going to be watching a lot because I really think it's going to be a good defense. I mean, this defense finished 21 last year.
You are incapable of watching a spring game with good defense.
Yeah.
And hey, that was a hell of a defense ever in a spring game.
That's probably true.
You're going to be like, Shook sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
He sucks. Penny Boone, we're done without Penny Boone.
That is probably true, man. Yeah, I said that after last year's spring game. I was like, this Grindo guy's trash. Dude, I remember I watched him. I was like, I mean, yeah, he kind of runs hard, but I was like, whatever.
Chris, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
What's up, Amy Robert?
What up?
All right, maybe I'm going to talk to you for a second. Speaking of T-shirts, I call in yesterday, and I tell the guy who's running the show that he had one of the best quotes ever, and I was going to make some T-shirts and put it on there. And then today, he says he's going to make T-shirts with that quote.
Huh.
Ooh. Ron Mitch, you just going to run up on my idea, man?
That's how it works, man. You got to copy that. You got to run with an idea quick in these parts.
First person to make money off of it.
I bet he already bought his airbrush stuff and everything.
Yeah, full go.
T-shirt game, hey, baby, throat, ain't it?
Man, here's what I was going to tell you, maybe. They're talking about your numbers. I think your numbers are safe now. I don't think we have four-year players no more. I don't think anybody gets to your numbers anymore. I think we have a bunch of two, maybe one-year guys. They can't get your numbers in that amount of time. So Steve's just got to live with you being one of the legends in Louisville. He just got, when you set this close to the sun all the time, sometimes the rays you get used to them. And I think that's what's happened with Rummage sitting so close to you. He doesn't recognize your brightness.
Fair enough.
He said too close to you too long.
Chris, that's got to be what it is.
But here's my real talk. Man, this coach that we got, man, I am loving what he's doing. I texted him the other day and I said, it is so nice to see somebody with a plan. He's not just a collector of talent. He's going out and getting people who's going to fit his system, and they're going to be talented players, but they're not going to be people that are not usable for his services, what he needs them to do. We got to get ready to rock with him. I'm sorry about walking my dog. We got to get ready to rock with him. This is Jim Center Field. And see, there is no defense in spring ball. So enjoy the offensive ball. I'll get up and I'll listen to you.
Appreciate the call.
That's fair.
Are we gonna do one-to-one comparisons with every commitment versus Kentucky?
Yeah, because we can now. we've not been able to do that for 15 years because it's like, man, we got this dude. Listen, he's a hard worker. He's a four-star. He's you know, he does it. They got what? He's number two in the country. Let me see his highlights. Well, that's unfortunate. My guy kind of sucks. but my guy cares.
About wearing the uniform.
Cares more about the game than your guy.
Oh, God.
We were like the little Giants for the last 15 years. Where they're like, help us, God. They promoted the spring game during the baseball game last night. 7 o'clock on ACC Network.
7 o'clock.
Was there a baseball game Network?
What do you say with that?
They
just having a rough year, Dan.
Yeah, and listen, Kentucky's pretty good baseball this year, man. They're a good team.
I mean, they kept it respectable.
God, here comes.
They lost by 4. I mean, that's a respectable loss.
Here he comes. Yeah, I mean, Kentucky is really good, aren't they? Yeah, thank you, Nick. Yeah, we know.
I'm just saying it could have been a lot worse based on how that game was going early.
That is true.
I'll
take the they didn't lay down because he didn't usually have that problem.
Yeah, I mean, it's just an odd year, man. They're good and we're not.
I mean, Chris says we just need a couple of pitching fixes.
Yeah.
But in the meantime,
we'll be fine. Yeah, I'm not worried about if Dan McDonald can coach baseball or not. It's just a bad year. It did get ugly, though. There was a fight. There was a fight in the crowd. I saw that. We're back to rivalry. I like it.
At the baseball game?
Yeah.
Who won?
I don't know. The Louisville fan, probably.
All I need to know is at least we won that.
Apparently, they posted pictures. I guess Louis is like an undercover cop. That was...
Yeah, there was something... That was
interesting.
Yeah, that was wild.
Wait, fill me in. Louis the Cardinal...
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, he like helped arrest the guy. It's like he's like legitimately, I guess, like it's brilliant.
What if it's Betty Johnson shit?
Oh. Well, I don't know what he does for a living, so. That would be cool.
Right?
That would be awesome. Bring the 7-foot Cardinal back.
Oh. I did like the Cardinal on the basketball highlight.
Yeah, he was just like, he would just go out there and just.
I was like, no, he can really play.
Well, yeah, because like he would come out and he was a Cardinal. And then it was like the next year, it was like, oh, he can dunk. Oh, look. Oh, they're parking and they're leaving. Oh, they're going to. Oh.
Do they know how fast they're going to get
started? Oh. Get them.
Don't do it. Do you cheer for people to get towed over there?
I cheer for them to get towed.
Why? What about them in particular? You would have to be careful because even when you think you're not saying anything, sometimes your voice just seems.
Bobby V walking across the road. Look at this. This is the dream down here on campus. All right, so enjoy today because tomorrow it's back to Cruton. Got JQ on campus tomorrow. We got...
Is he on campus
Ali
tomorrow?
Ali Khalif on campus tomorrow. We got Abubakar Traore
tomorrow.
Yeah, it's time to get busy. And then Friday, you know, Friday, Saturday, you get Trey Townsend, you get Corin Johnson. Who, by the way, Corin Johnson's got crystal ball to Louisville, like we talked about from Washington.
I did see that.
Pac-12 Sixth Man of the Year. Betty Johnson Chad is not Louis the Cardinal.
Will Cal wear red?
Can't fit in the suit.
On draft night.
He might. I don't know, though. He was at OTE yesterday, and he looked like the Kentucky coach. He was in blue. And
really?
And you would just think, oh, it's the Kentucky coach. I was kind of surprised by that.
He just want to remind everybody who he is?
Yeah, I guess. It was like, oh.
He wasn't going to look right in the red right off the bat, was he?
No, I guess not. He had the blue jacket on, the blue. Okay. Whatever, man.
Forget.
Or he just don't care.
Oh, he just don't care. Or he's pissy with Kentucky. And he's just like, oh, I'm still going to work.
Oh, here we go. It was my dad in the fight. It was UofL and UofL crime.
Oh.
College kids talking blank to UofL pitchers with all the pitchers' dads around listening, and they had enough.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm here for it.
I like it. Team on team crime. Because
you forget these parents, especially their young parents. Like,
yeah,
they're here for the smoke.
Yeah.
Parents about 40. Young punks 18, 19.
Let's do it. It was funny. Sean Moth was like, at one point, Chase was telling me he was on the call, and I guess those Kentucky fans were right below him screaming. He was like, yeah, I remember when I had my first beer.
That's pretty funny. That's a good witty line.
Yeah, it was awesome.
First witty public beer at the baseball game.
Yeah.
What's the weather supposed to be like tomorrow? I need this weather.
Oh, come on. Give me some good. Here we go. Friday, 71 and sunny. Tomorrow, Thursday, 83 and sunny. Come on down, ooh. JQ. How about that? That's perfect recruiting visit weather. Oh, yeah.
Because I don't believe you. I got to check for myself.
Let's do it. That's perfect recruiting visit weather, baby. Bring them in.
I need the sunshine.
Bring them in.
Nikki, go ahead and play us out so you can get ready for your real job.
I love it. Yeah, you don't really care about us.
As always, 8150 939 is always the number. 3831 939 is always the text line. YouTube channel normally made for the Ville. Middays, Marks, baby, 99 the Ville.